We're in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, the middle of Siman Shin Mem, Sif Yud Dalet. We're talking about Teilavos that are something related to these many different Abbas Malachas. Sif Yud Dalet, Kuf Tzadik Beis Amar Aleph. Says in Mechabach, Medabek Miyoris, someone sticks papers or iris or piece of leather, B'koy Lunch on Seifer. It is glue of the scribes. B'koy Yitzabay, something similar. Sariza to this tifer, that's like a derivative of stitching, which is putting two things together. Bechayim and everybody's liable. Chayim the mafarik nearest the book. So to someone detaches papers that are stuck, as you get tinned them in base, or is the book, or pieces of leather that are stuck. Lanyas kam lakak vadin is not only intended to destroy, and it is to let this kareya, so that's derivative of tearing. Bechayim and it's going to be liable. Says Mishabrua, Sivkat and Mbez. So, if he's sticking these things together, gluing them together, it's a Teilavos Tifer. It's logical, the shear, its measurement is Gamkin Kamei B'Tifer, just like by stitching. Dainu, that is shear based fear is Lachiv, that the liability is going to be a measurement of two stitches. Ba'ayan, the Be'alacha, and the Be'masla Lachayim. Sivkot and Mem Gimel. And when he tears, he's not having in mind to destroy Bovat. Ella rather, Bishwal is a Teilavos. It's some benefit. Even though he's not intending with this, that to stick them more, even so, he'll be liable for tearing. You don't need to have tearing for, like, in other words, the misakin part doesn't have to be with the intention of tearing it to then go and stitch it. It has to be with some remedy. That it shouldn't be destructive. Now, if his intention is just to destroy. But then these examples, like it's still a bit still rabbinically forbidden, kakol, makalkal, and the Shabbos, like all of Malachas of Shabbos when you're doing it in the destructive way. Simkat and Amdaud. So if you're tearing, or is it to let this Korea, it's a derivative of Korea. Machoshkim and Korea bebegit, for sure, like tearing by a garment, but makam atvira, where the stitching is, let's tell for some benefit, then for sure the chai, since it's a to Shabbos, that for sure you'll be chai. That's very similar to the Av Malach. Sivkat memhei, and the chayiv will be liable. Now the davka b'zeh, specifically over here, shadibig zenas lakim, where the sticking, the glue was meant to last, and now you're tearing that. But let's say where the pages got stuck together with some wax, some candle dripped on it, or when they were tying. So then, mutal lefasim. Then you're allowed to open it. Because the simon shenidal siv yud. Which Adir Shu 94 brings that Adir Shulchan Aruch writes that forbidden to open up or to cut the weaving of a rope that serves as to close a door or a pit if it's not meant to be undone in that Shabbos. And there's an Issa Seis of demolishing. But if let's say the rope is meant to be undone in that Shabbos, you let undo it. And if it's permitted to undo the board that you put in front of the oven, and even though it's like it's cemented with clay, since it's meant to be undone. So says the Mishnah further, he says, and the reason is, keep going nas lakim, since it's not meant to last. Koshkanocha, for sure, over here, the nasa b'meilu, where it happened by itself, the wax just dripped on the balimus cabin unintentionally, the fikich in the demiklal toifer, if it's not similar to stitching, and hence, made by Mishnah b'kirdeus, it says the Magen Avraham. So therefore, when you undo that, that's not the malach of kirei of tirin. Now, if nidbuku b'makam, however, let's say the pages got stuck where the letters are, then asla farka, then you're not allowed to undo it. Finally, Elbas of Gimel Bir Allah Hashem, which tradition 97 brings that there he writes regarding removing wax that got stuck on letters. It's a machlok zechrayin mepichay from moichik for racing. However, someone removes ink or glue from the letters, he writes over there that yichay for moichik according to everyone. And he adds on for this reason, if the pages get stuck one to the other through glue where the letters are, if you separate them in a way that through that you'll see the letters, yichay for moichik according to everyone. It says in Mishra further, it says blakrei mechadesh. To tear from a new dapin shala safarim, the pages of the books, which oftentimes from the printing press shalay nechtuchem and bayim that weren't cut from before Shabbos. Yesh ben chiyuva, there's a liability. Befilla di in Yehudi asa, and even through non-Jews have been this is pri bugadim. Says vayim be'alacha, look at the be'alacha. Me, shen stabchu bugadim v'kaitzim. Someone had his garments got stuck on thorns. Mafrishan betzina benachas. He could separate from thorn. Discreetly and slowly, shleikora that it shouldn't hear from nikra nikra of tears. Chemut alubash begam chadashim. You're allowed to put on new garments. The nicker nicker the tears to tears. Shein miskam lekriya. He's not intending for it to tear. Ufaitz and meguiz and bematlas. You're allowed to crush nuts with a cloth. Hainu shemakal amatlas kedashav that you hit on the cloth to break the nut. Vinchayishim dekora should kirei. You're not concerned that maybe the cloth is going to tear. That's a Rambam in Perek Chabez. Be halacha in the Vermaskel, or is it to Ledis Teifer? Said that someone sticking, gluing things together, that's a derivative of the malacha of Teifer. Says be halacha, because stitching, the idea is taking two distinct things and connecting them together as one. And same thing is through glue. Says it appears to me that the same thing is when you stick one piece of wood to another piece of wood through glue, the way people usually glue, is also Teifer. Because we find the Gemara that by Dalma base, that by wood, Tvir would apply. Because the Gemara says over there, Haiman Davat Chalta, which is a hive of reeds, that you see that even though that's like a woody material, Yechayev for Tvir. Dimas of Chayev, which we said that it's a letter of Tvir, this gluing in the Yechayev. So look at Mishabur Sibkat and Beis, what we wrote regarding what the Shir is, that it's similar to Tvir. It says that even though regarding grinding, the opinion of the Rambam is that when someone saws wood that benefits from the sawdust, even though it's a derivative of teichin, and by grinding the shear is gregarious like a dried fig. However, regarding here, the chiv was a cultural minute amount. So he says it's not necessarily that from the av to the telada would be the same shear. Says to be halacha there, it's different because that's considered the shear of the sawdust, which is a benefit of a minute amount. Just like when someone is rubbing metal, scrubbing metal, and the significance of the metal is a minute amount. Look within the Rambam and Maga Mishnah, which is not the case regarding sticking piece of leather, which is like stitching. We don't find a difference regarding stitching between a garment of leather to some other garment. And regarding all of them, you would need the shear regarding the chiyuv, and the same thing is regarding gluing. Regarding paper, it sounds like Lachayr also from Lashna Shachanarach that it has the same halacha. But regarding this, it says we have to look into regarding Mefarik, regarding undoing it. Because the Chiyav is because of Kareyev of tearing. And that even though it wasn't Amanas Litvar to restitch, because since his intention is for some purpose and not destructive, so it's considered like Amanas Litvar, as we'll say later on, that we'll how to explain that. Or when you're tearing in anger, according to the Ram, the Holti Chayv in such a case. If a shaykh regarding this, also the shear of that has to be the amount that you could stitch two stitchings, or maybe that when do we say by Korea this shear, that's only where the chiv is because his intention was so that he could stitch. So if you say less than that shear is not considered chashim, which is not the case where the chiv is because his kavana is because of some other tikkun, like in our context, that you need to have the paper or the leather that's separated from that other bigger part, or let's say you're tearing in your anger to calm yourself down, like the Rambam writes over there, or whenever someone's tearing with the intention of Almanas Lasakin, whenever the tikkun is that he's having in mind that he's getting, it should be chayiv, and it shouldn't be dependent on the shear of Shtei Tvirs. It says you should know when someone's tearing because of someone that he lost someone close to him. The Gemara says chayiv because there's a tikkun of a mitzvah that in other words, it's not all kilkul, even though it's destroying a garment. Because you're doing the kriya, like you're tearing, which the mitzvah of kriya, of tearing. So therefore, when there's a shir of a tefach, but less than that, it wouldn't be a shir of kriya, even for other relatives, like the way the Gemara says, might cotton, and you didn't do any tikkun at all, because kriya has to be at least a handbreadth. So you see, it doesn't depend on the shir of two tefirs. If that's the case, possible, the same thing is everything according to what its tikkun is, whether more stringent, or whether more lenient. Like I'm saying, whether a tefach or it could be kosher. He says, and now words are according to what Tosfos says, but they're not kofayim abeis. According to Rambam over there, that his reason is because of that he's heated up and his pain rests, is calmed down through the tearing. So it's not so verified over there if it's afka tefach, because he's not saying al tamitzah shabbat. He's saying it's because of just calming himself down. Now, this is brought in the Mishnah that when you mekalkam anas lasakin, that to be considered malacha, it has to be destructive with the intention of it being fixed. Then the shear is kemisakin. That is regarding something that the tikkun has a known measurement. For example, let's say when you're racing with the intention of riding, or you're tearing with the intention of stitching, or you're demolishing with the intention of building. Each one according to its measurement, the way it's brought in the Rambam, in Perek Aleph, if that's the case, then it would be that someone's Kareem and Nasl Sak, and he's tearing with detention of fixing some type of tikkun, it would depend on the shear according to the thing that he needs. And it would not depend on the shear of two stitches. So B'tzarchi, and he says, requires further analysis. It would we say the generic based spheres, or would we say it's case dependent on each case?
So the Mechaber said, and if you're not having in mind only to be destructive, so then it's a Teled of Kareh Nigmi Chayv. So this all, in Lashon Rambam, in Perigyot Melech HaShabbos, Aloch Yud, and it sounds like, from verifying his opinion, that we need in the Gemara Kareh Menas Lid for, that tearing has to be with the intention of stitching, is because if not, it's Makalkal, it's destructive. But if you're having in mind for any remedial purpose, even if you're having in mind not to stitch, you're going to be chayav. And now it makes sense what the Rama puts in, the halacha of opening up a neckline on Shabbos, also in the halachas of kireya, of tearing for a chiv, even though for sure it's not a manas litvar, you're not going to close up the whole of the neckline, because you're fixing when you're tearing the garment by making the neck, the opening for the neck. So this is a wonder on the basis that he writes in Simishin Yedzayin as obvious halacha, that when you open up the hole for the neck, therefore it's not including kareya, because it's kareya shalom and aslitfer, it's tearing with not with intention of stitching. But he himself is saysim is Simishin Mem, which what we have over here, like the Rambam, that whenever you're tearing amanasas hakin michayev, and that includes like opening up a neck. And truth is, it's obviously this explicit in the Gemara Shabbos of Kofayim Abayis. When you're tearing in your anger or a person that a relative that passed away, those that are said in the parasha, father, mother, son, etc., and there's a prohibition of restitching it afterwards, that even though it's Shalom and Aslitfer, with not intention of stitching, you can be chayim, whenever there's some type of a tikkun, some type of remedy, some type of a benefit when you're tearing. It says, afterwards I found this proof from is brought in the words of Gordon Kiveg in his Gilyan HaShas, in his margins, and also all these words that are primarily brought in the Nishma Sodom, Kal Choftes, HaShabbos, look over there. He said, we'll speak about it later on. Also, Prima Godem hints to this. However, what he writes over there, the Gordon Kiveg, that from the words of Taisa and Gimel and Beis, to Baskel Tzarech, it sounds like that you need to have literally a Manas Litver, says you can reject that, because that's just the wording of the flow of the wording of the Taisis. And what they mean to say is that when you don't need the wood, so it doesn't have a name of Kaitzer on it, of harvesting to be chayim, because not doing any remedy was something that just by cutting it, similar to when you're tearing with that you need to have an amanas litver, or to be misakin, which is similar to a litver, because if not, you're not going to be chayim, because no shema malocha on that, because it's makalka, and it's not called malocha, something would be over here. So it's not davka, it has to be amanas litver. He says you should know that the Rambam sure holds that you don't need to have amnas litver dafka, and he also holds that malach shin tzuch leguf yigin michayev, and even so he paskins by zoyme, but apparently that dafka when you need the wood, then you chayev a kaitzer, obviously, because if not, it doesn't have a shem malach on it to be chayev, because it's makalkin shalom and slasakin. So we're going to say also the words of Taisus, and afterwards they strengthen this svar even more from this, that by kvashim, that there's no shem kaitzer on it at all, like over there, that there's no name of threshing on it at all, even regarding to being asul ketchila. And also, Daf Tzadi Dala Marav Taisus writes that makalklim, destructive things like by extinguishing and demolishing, it's logical that it has to be amanas l'sakim, like it is in the Mishkan, look over there. And they don't mention that all amanas lipper with the intention of stitching by tearing, obviously, like we wrote, because amanas l'sakim with the intention of a remedy, even though it's not stitching, is the same thing like a manas litvar. And so to later on, the Vayin Gimel, Rashi writes, the Kareah, Shalom manas litvar, tearing with not the intention of stitching, it was not in the Mishkan. Also is talking about when and you don't have through this any tikkun, because that's like a manas litvar to me, because you don't need to have exactly what was in the Mishkan itself. And a clear proof to what we're saying is from when you're tearing, someone tears for his dead relative or in his anger, like we mentioned before. He says, I saw in Nishma Zom that he writes that this halacha of taking apart the papers, tearing them apart, and so to any kareya manas l'sakin, that's dafk, if you hold that melacha shem tzuch l'gufa, you're going to be chay. But if you hold it, you're putter. So obviously that you need to have a tearing amanas l'pra mamish to stitch, because it has to be tzuch l'gufa. And for this reason, he wonders on the Shulchan Aruch that brings this halacha of the Rambam unspecifically, but in Simen Shin Tezayin, in Simen Shin Lamed Aleph, he's more inclined like those who say you putter. Says the Bialacha, it doesn't appear to me his words at all. Because, forget about what according to Taisa, but that when you're tearing for the dead relative, that's a tikkun because of the mitzvah you're doing. That's called malacha tzrich legufa, because you need it. If that's the case here also, when you're tearing with the amanas of some tikkun, Even according to Rashi, and those who hold like him, that they hold the Korea, that you're tearing even on his dead relative, that you're part of because of Mlacha and Shein Tzich L'Gufa, that's because they hold that the Tzarek Mitzvah is not considered a Tikkun so much, that it should be called for this Mlacha Tzich L'Gufa. But regarding all other Tikkun, some type of purpose that you need for the thing itself, for example, let's say when you're tearing apart the pages, that you need to have that thin piece of paper. According to everyone, of course it's considered Mlacha Tzich L'Gufa, like when you're tearing Almanas Lipper. And this that the Gemara exempts over there, when you're tearing your anger, according to one that says that you're exempt by Mlacha Tzich L'Gufa, that's because you're not really fixing anything in the actual garment itself when you're tearing. Even when you're doing it to like intimidate the family members, like the way Tzitzit writes in Dav Tzadik Dalet. That's also an opinion of Rashi, it's obvious like this, that he writes over there, that when Korea Ameso, when he tears for his dead relatives, but because Mlacha Tzich L'Gufa, because it's like taking out the dead person to bury him. What he means to say is like the way the Gemara explains it in Dav Tzadik Gimel and Beis, that he would have not rather had the situation. Here also, if he had it his way, he wouldn't have come to the whole situation of tearing in his anger or tearing for the dead relative. And doesn't write, it's simply the reason because it's Shalom and Aslitva. Rather, obviously, because Shalom and Aslitva, you would still be chayv, even according to Rashi, where you're pleased with the actual thing that is purposefulness, that you're intending to tear for that reason. So that sounds like in the words of the Baal Hamor, that he writes that this, the Reb Shimon says you're exempt even when you're tearing to intimidate the family members, is because there's no purpose in the Ikam Alokha look over there. Sounds like, but if there was a purpose for the primary tearing, even though Shalem and Aslit, but you would be chayv. And so too, Rabbi Yerucham and Chalik, he passes on explicitly like Reb Shimon, and even so, he passes on Chalik Adad, that when you tear for a dead person, that you're obligated to mourn over Yechayv, like Chita Taisis. So you see, Kareem and Aslasak, and again, the Bidim and Nas Litvar, Yigmichayv, that's what something goes up in the Meiri Perik, or Eric explicitly, Kareem and Aslasak, and even though Shalom and Aslitvar, Yigmichayv, look over there, he says, what comes up from our words, whether according to the Rambam, whether according to Rashi and Taisis and all the places we mentioned, if you're tearing with Amanas of some type of a tikkun, Yigmichayv, because that's just like Amanas Litvar Dami. And even according to Reb Shimon, that says you're part of a Mlacha Shein Tzich L'Gufa, you'd be chayv over here. It's just according to Tosfos, you need to have a according to Reb Shimon that the tikkun should be in the thing itself that's torn. Look within the Tzadik Dalet Manav and the pin of the Ritva, and Purim Kesef Mishnah and Perikim Hilchos Shabbos, that he holds that you need to have Kareem Anas Litper Davka. That's a Das Yochid. He's the only one that says like this. Most of the Sugya Na'irig is opposite from him, like the way Hagun B'Kivei asks, and also the Beisim, even though he wants to say like this in Simich and Zayin, we see that in Shulchan Aruch, he retracts from this, and he says, Malacha, the Kareem Anas Lasakin, Yimichayim, even Shonoi Amanas Lipper. And that says Muchach in the Prichadish, that when you tear Amanas Lasakin, you have according to everyone, and for nothing, the Nishma Sadim was massing on him in Klauch of Test regarding this. It says, only to explain the Sumar of Rashi Nafim Mechaz, that he writes, that when you open up the neckline, On Shabbos, Yechayv, because of Makabe Patish, because you're making it into a vessel. Why doesn't he write because Kareem Amanas Lasakin is some type of a tikkun? So it says the Berlach, it appears to me that his svar is that it's not applicable to the title of Kareya only when you're destroying, when you're doing the action. It's just that you're intending for some other remedial purpose, like it was in the Mishkan, that you had the curtain that it had some type of a hole, so they would tear it and they would restitch it. But the tearing is destroying it more, it's just that through that, afterwards you can stitch it, and from this, you take out when you're tearing in your anger or on a dead person, that the tearing is destroying the garment. It's just, it through that, it brings some type of tikkun, like we said, which is excluding the case when you're making a neckline by Shabbos, on Shabbos, where you're making it into a vessel when you're finishing this through the opening itself. That's not kareya at all. It's not a destructive act. And therefore, you can be chayv for some other name, which is makom patish, which is that applies when any time you finish a malacha, a product. And that's obviously over there in the Gemara and the Braisa, that it's put into one strike with the halacha that you can't put the feathers into the pillow. And just like over there, the reason because makom patish, there's something over here. And also the Rambam is concerned for this. He just goes to Shitasa, Brecha Beis, and Chav Gimel, look over there. Says that this appears to my humble understanding, the reason of Rashi and other places that they write because of Makom Patish. That's how Shulchan Aruch has saw some in Simit Shin Yud Zayin Sef Gimel, and there's no steer to this from this Sif. So look at Makom Rambam Simit Shin Yud Zayin Sef Gotten Yud, that he rejects the words of Ayla Shabbos that writes, when you open up the neckline, that you chayv because of Kareya, according to what we verified, that Allah is with the Magen Avraham, when you open up the base of Tava, but not by all types of Kareya, the way the Mechaber says him over here, because by every Kareya, and the Sasakin, you actually are going to be chayv. And the Masal of chayv, which is the last word, we saw, okay, it's Talad of Korea and Yimichayiv. So it said, look at Mishpura Sivkot and Memhei, where he said what I wrote, that to tear from new the pages, etc. So look at people, it sounds like from his words that because Korea Manas Lasakin, it's a problem, it's, you're tearing, but it's doing a tikkun. You're tearing the page, but now they're separate. It says, according to my understanding, that you don't need to come onto that, because such a malacha is included in Makom Patish. Because it's known that the ways of those who bind the Svarim is to look and to cut at the end all the pages that attach to each other. which is now you're doing that, you're finishing off the production. So look what I wrote previously in the Shitas Rashi, that where the tikkun is done right away in the action, there's not even kareya, it's included in tikkun mana, which is makom patish. The way Rashi explained that in Mechas Lagubah there. And for sure, in our situation, it's also like that, and that's as written in Sefer Tiferes Yisrael, that you have a problem about tikkun mana. Maybe also the Rama would agree in this situation that it would be Gemar Malacha, the way we wrote in the beginning, when we're opening the Nekla, and he holds that that's not still Gemar Malacha, so that would be because of kareya. Some of the deer shoes, deer shoe90. Chasnish writes that it's possible that even according to the Rambam, he also grashi. When you open the Nekla, you chayim because makom patish, not because of kareya. Either Rambam writes this halacha, but halachas that involve with halachas of kareya. That's because the action is the action of tearing. And he writes down that if you open up, you're going to have like Lashon the Gemara, but it's possible his intent is because of Makom Patish. This is number 91. Oh, so we actually said this yesterday, but this really belongs over here. Chaznish writes that if the one who's opening is not intending to use the wrapping after he opens it, you don't remember opening a prohibition of malachas kareya. Just like tearing the leather that's on the opening of the barrel to take what's inside of it, there's no malachal kareya, as the Mishnah says in Simchat Yadal. We said this whole dish yesterday. Dish number 92. Sticking a label of paper on a bottle, Shlomo Zalman is not sure if that's considered as taifer, so to removing the paper from the bottle, if that's forbidden as kareya, because the paper doesn't become one with the bottle. It's just stuck to it. If that's the case, you don't have, by sticking it, it doesn't become into one entity. And now, to stick a bandage on a wound, this girl tells us it's permitted. There's no problem with taifer, because sticking something soft onto something hard is not considered as taifer. However, to connect the edges of the bandit one on the other, that's a banana's taifer. Only if you have in mind to remove the bandage within 24 hours, or at least within the week, that depends on machlokes apaiskim. If taifer lizman for a short period of time is considered as taifer, or not. Now, utilizing nylon, plastic, the Rinskrell holds that there's no problem about taifer. So even though when you're wrapping, it sticks, they lay one on the other, and they grab a hold of one on the other. However, their sticking is not really considered connected. Be considered as if it's coming one thing. Now, attaching pieces through scotch, Velcro, this girl holds that if these pieces are meant to separate one from the other, the way they, let's say, you usually do by shoes, those the pieces, so it's not a problem about taifer, because that's just like closing a button. However, if they're not meant to separate, then you're not allowed to connect them through Velcro, and it'd be a problem about taifer. However, connecting two objects through a magnet, he holds that that's not considered as taifer at all. However, if the objects are not meant to be separate one from the other, I mean, even if it's not meant to separate, we discussed this previously in Sipkot and Chavtes regarding connecting a button to a coat through a zipper. Dershu 94. Said. Edition number 95. Removing papers that are stuck on some type of sticky, or let's say they're by diapers. Someone is inclined, that's no problem by kareya, because the connection that the paper has to the sticky was only to protect the glue from getting ruined, but not to connect them to be one entity. It's like when you had the sticky notes one on top of the other. It wasn't meant to stick to the other one. To the contrary, the point of the sticking is to separate them when you utilize them. And therefore, they're not considered as stitched together. And that's the opinion of this girl. To be lean regarding this, another Shubhas Mechzitzel writes that the papers are considered like stitched one in the place where it's connected. And now they remove it, that's what's been with Yasha. Look what Shlomo Zalman's inclined over there, that even according to the pin that's brought in Ramah and Simchat Design, that shoes that are stitched together as one to protect the peers now separate, even though the stitching was not made to make it into one entity. However, there's no prohibition to remove the paper from the place where it's stuck, because even according to his opinion, only said by literally stitching, but by sticking, there's no esakareya only when the sticking is connecting it into one entity. This is number 96. Now, if it's not possible to separate the pages in the way that the letters could be seen, in all situations, it's going to remain parts of the paper stuck on the letters. Sometimes it's not sure if you have by the separation the issa of moichik, of erasing, because it's possible that even before the separation, the letters were considered as erased. However, he adds on that if through the separation, it's going to take away a little bit from the thickness of the paper, it's possible that you would have issa of kireah, of tearing.